a little more Magic Kingdom. Like I mentioned, we were going to go to Disney Quest and Typhoon Lagoon today, but we had been leaving parks early and not getting everything done that we wanted to, so we decided to make this a park day instead. So in honor of the golden mouse ears that my aunt brought back from the Disneyland 50th celebration, we wanted to get pictures of us in them in front of the castle. So we decided to go really touristy. I mean, you can't believe the amount of Disney stuff I was carrying all over myself, between a pal Mickey and the golden ears and my Disney bear backpack and so forth and so on. But we had a blast. So the first thing we actually did was go to the barber shop to say hello to Michael the barber there. We found out that we actually have a mutual friend in common. A friend of ours back home named Chris was a cast member here at Disney World, and he's a really good friend with Michael. He still stay in touch. So we stopped in to tell Michael hello from Chris and hello from us. And I was surprised that he actually remembered us from the times we've been there to get a haircut. I mean, you figure the amount of people he's seen, it's not like we're there every week or every month even. So I thought that was really nice that he actually remembered us. Of course, I'm also geeky enough to get a thrill out of the fact that the people in the Adventurers Club or somebody remember us when we come back again. Then after saying hi to Michael, we finally saw Cinderella, Abration, Cinderella Palooza, whatever it's called. And our favorite part was Aladdin and Jasmine. How very different they are from the other princes and princesses there. We were saying, look at Saucy Catalina standing there amongst the other princesses and everything. But was I the only one surprised that Ariel's not part of that princess celebration? I mean, Cinderella isn't even a princess by birth, and Ariel is, and I was just really surprised by that she wasn't included in that. We also got a big kick out of the fact that a lot of the princes don't have names. It would just be, and here's Snow White and her prince, and the nondescriptive guy would come walking out. We did the Haunted Mansion, and I mention it because I wonder if anybody else remembers quite a while ago, back in like the 80s, when for a little while they would put a cast member in the suit of armor in the first hallway. And he would stand there, and then when you weren't looking, come running up and, like, jumping around the doom buggy, which scared the bejesus out of me. And even though they haven't done it in all these years, I still keep an eye in that hallway to make sure somebody isn't going to jump up at me.